This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues on 93.3.
The Planet.
At first, I was trying to guess if this was a porno theme, or I thought it was the song by Chef from South Park.
Oh, yeah. Kind of sounds
chocolate
like
balls.
Yeah.
Chocolate salty balls.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It's a dancing song.
But it's the, who's this? The GGs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The BJs.
Yes.
The BGs, excuse me.
Those are the
BGs.
Ones.
BGs. That's right. Happy Friday to everybody. We got Nine's TSL question of the day. We got another installment of headlines coming up. But first, as promised, and I said we've got some bets. Let's not reveal who has what yet, but some of us in the room think he will be calling us or we'll be talking to him live from, in fact, Daytona. Others in the room believe, though, he still may be stuck in Epcot Center.
Yes.
Oh, fun.
So let's find out together. It's Jeremy Clements. What's up, Jug?
What's going on, guys?
How
good to be on the show.
It is good. It is good.
It's good to hear your voice, Jug.
Don't you lie to me, Nine.
No, it is.
I love it. Yeah, I haven't heard it in too long. It's great to hear.
You always make us smile, Jug.
Yeah.
Thank you. I want to be in the studio with you guys next time, and I feel like I let you down this week. I should have been more communicative with you and told you I was leaving so early, but hey, I won't do that again, boys. I'm sorry.
Will you drive fast? Come on right now.
Yeah. Okay, I'll be there in a minute.
Yeah, for real. If you drove 200 miles an hour, how many miles away is that from here?
Really?
You could get here in like 5 hours.
It's a ways.
Yeah.
Shoot, it's only like, what, 6.5 as
right?
It is, so surely it would be faster than that, right?
What about the drive?
200 miles an hour?
Listen, my name's not Shirley. And secondly, where are you right now? Like, are you at the track? Because I know with the media you've been doing, it's crazy. I've seen pictures of you with cameras and microphones. I hope those were microphones in your face.
Maybe they weren't. Maybe they were.
Who knows?
Well,
nobody. it's Disney. It's you know.
Mm-hmm. We're still at Epcot drinking. You know, trying all the different beers they got.
Drink a yard of beer. Now, where are
That's
you
right.
though? Are you at the hotel? I mean, you don't have to glam it up. It's not as exciting as we think it is.
Well, I'm near the track.
Okay.
How about that?
That counts.
I'm doing this first, and then I'm getting ready to go to the track and do more pictures and media stuff, and then finally get in the car at noon to do what we're actually here to do.
To actually drive a car and race.
Yes. I don't feel like I've been here for that yet, so that's going to be great to do that finally.
Wow. How's the weather in Daytona? Up here, it's like doom and gloom right now. It's just like overcast and bleh.
Oh, my God. It is so nice here. I hate to rub it in your face, but it's beautiful.
You
it's probably
anytime you want.
Probably
John.
In the '60s. It's going to be in the '80s later or '70s. I think it's going to be great.
Oh man,
we're
nice.
Going to be sweating. It's going to be good.
Speaking of sweating, this is what I was going to ask you. I'm glad you said that. You helped me segue into my first question. Yesterday,
perfect.
I was flipping through. I believe it was the NASCAR channel network or whatever, and it said Daytona Media Day. So I flip over there. And it's this big concourse of all these different, like Radio Row for the Super Bowl. But all the drivers were in their fire suits walking around. And it struck me as odd because you've always told me those are very hot. And why would they be walking around to do interviews under hot lights wearing their uniforms? Is that sponsorship obligations or what?
Yeah, you're made to. They make you do that because of, sponsorship obligations. They want all that stuff to be seen, so.
God.
You're just wearing a polo with one sponsor on it. They can't have all the ones on the suit that the suit has, so that's why they do that.
Everybody would instantly recognize you, though. Like, you wore your fire suit to Disney World, Chuck? Is that what you're saying?
Hell no.
I mean, burn out in the heat.
Like, do you ride the race cars when you go to Disney World, Chuck?
Do I what? Do I ride the race car?
Yeah, you know the little speedway.
Oh,
thing,
yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah, I loved it. That was like one of the last rides I rode in Epcot, and that was, of course, badass. I love it. So
I hope you let Courtney win.
No. No, yeah, she didn't.
You are competitive.
He is.
Even with his wife, he is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would, what's the saying? I would wreck my mom for the win. So she'd understand, you know?
She'd get it.
Rubbin's racing, brother.
She'd get it.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, so what are we looking at this season? I mean, this is a big damn deal. This is 2019.
That's right.
I mean, what are the big plans?
I think we're going to be the best we've ever been. Mm-hmm. Reason being is because we've got some new cars over the off season, some really nice newer cars that should be a lot faster than anything we've ever had.
Nice.
From a big team that had some problems and they had to shut down. So okay. That's super exciting, and I can't wait to finally get one of them on the track, see what it'll do. But, you know, Daytona is its own race. You never know what's going to happen here. Such a luck of the draw, like running in the pack. Somebody calls a wreck, and you're in it. So you never know.
When you talk about getting cars from teams that have went out of business or whatever, are you telling us you're driving the Toys R Us car this season? Or is it the Sears car? Which one is it?
The Sears racing car, teams, yeah, I wish.
Oh, no, no. Well, no, probably not. You don't.
Well, if they still had some money, we would.
Sure, we would take that money. I'd facilitate it for you.
That's right.
So the Daytona 500 is Sunday, and then tomorrow is, correct me if I'm wrong with this title, because I don't want to mess it up.
Oh, hey, you know what I'm going to say this, by the way.
You're racing in the PowerShares QQQ 300.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty close.
What is it? They call it the Triple Q?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. You should know by now. I come on your show all the time and I say, you always tell me the name of the upcoming races. I never know. I mean, I just know what track it's at.
I'm your PA. You didn't realize it, though. Courtney Rustin.
I'm glad I called you today so I could know the name of this race.
Yeah. But don't you wish, though, like you're going to be racing at 2:30 tomorrow in sunny Florida. You're going to be wearing this suit. It looks like it's made out of flannel and asbestos. I mean, the thing looks really hot.
Yeah,
and then, like, wouldn't you love that to be a night race, though? Or is that – obviously it would be cooler, but driving at night with the lights. And what is that the give-take with that?
Oh, hell yeah. I love racing at night. It's a lot cooler in the car for sure most times. But we race here at night in July, so I think they like to rotate it. And during the day, honestly, these races seem to be better because the track, when the sun's out, it's hotter and slicker, and cars have to move around to get grip, and that creates better racing. So that's what you're going to probably see tomorrow for sure. We're not going to be riding single file and following each other. We're going to be 3 and 4 wide, and I'm sure you'll see a lot of damn wrecks. So hopefully the 51,
yeah.
Hopefully the 51 is not in them.
Well, we can hope so. Now, does driving at night, does racing at night take you back to dirt track days? Because they always run at night.
Heck yeah, it does, dude. It's okay. Awesome to race at night and all the lights. And I mean, it's just like you were racing when you grew up, and that's what you get used to. But you got to adapt to all these different races and tracks and different lights. So yeah. It takes a lot to do all that. But how the hell is everybody doing there? I miss you boys and girls.
Oh, no. Jug just drove off into the Atlantic, it sounds like.
Yeah,
you're losing connection with you, Jug. That's kind of bubbly. You there, Jug?
I'm here.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You were 20,000 leagues under the sea for a moment.
Was.
Oh, we're doing good. We had our big numerous nuptials yesterday. Everybody's kind of, two shows. I mean, imagine racing twice in one day, Jug. I mean, we did two shows.
Yeah,
yesterday.
I know.
Exhausted. No, but everything's good around here. Everything's good around here. We're trying to come up with our next bit to, like, race you or do something with you here in studio.
Something Jug sent
you. I would love that. You know I always do. I was listening earlier this morning while I was showering, so
That
was always entertaining. The FOF line and a lot of anger on that dang thing. Wow.
Yeah.
People are mad.
Well, that's what it's for, you know, even if it's against us. Get it out, right?
Maybe.
Let it out, yeah. That's good, though, I guess,
I
right?
I think so.
Maybe he can
that's
come
what my
do
therapist
some,
says.
Yeah.
Some Facebook fussing with us sometime.
That would be
I love that.
NASCAR Facebook fussing.
That would be great.
Get Jug in here.
I think what
Facebook
you need.
Facebook fussing is great.
We're speaking with Jeremy Clements, number 51. Daytona is this weekend, the big race tomorrow, the PowerShares Triple Q 300. I think you need a feud this season.
Yeah.
Not, like a Twitter feud, Twitter war.
Twitter feud? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, call somebody out right now. Who is it? Who's somebody that we can, not in, you know, like, we'll work it a little bit, but, you know, like, wrestling work it. Like, who's somebody you want to call out? We'll get them going on Twitter.
J.J. Yaley.
J.J. Yaley.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. He's a prick. He's a freaking prick.
God bless. Can I quote you on that? Well, you just did. I can't. I won't misquote you. You said that. Right.
All
right.
That's,
yeah, tell him I said it. I don't care.
Now, are you friendly with him and this is just something fun, or what do you not like about J.J. Yaley?
We'll race them let's race them on the track and find them in the pit, right?
Okay. Yeah.
That's the way it's done.
I've seen that before.
Yeah.
I really have.
That's right. Now, I mean, if you want to have fun with this, we can go with it, but JJ is actually pretty cool, dude.
Jump out on that. Jug said he hates his guts.
I enjoy racing him, and he's a good guy to be around. He's funny to have on the show, actually, but I don't want him to steal my limelight. It's my show from home, so he needs to stay away from it.
Yeah, that's true. We're not affiliated with any other NASCAR driver, for sure.
No.
Not that we haven't tried, but it's still just Chug.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and that's the way I want it, you know?
There's got to be somebody.
I want it all mine. This show is all mine.
Throw Young Nemechek in there. Feud with him.
Who did you say?
Young Nemechek. You can feud with him a little bit. Or Morgan Sheffer.
Yeah.
Morgan Sheffer.
Morgan Good grief, fat boy. Come on.
Come on.
The poor guy's 70-something years old. I mean, he can still get in the car and drive, so that's pretty respectful. I don't want to fight with him.
Well, that's a good point you make, Jug. Let me ask you this. When are you going to be back in town? Because we really need to look at the calendar and get you in here to do some fun things.
Yeah, any week, Monday through Wednesday, I'm always available. So just make it happen, you know?
Okay. We'll make it happen. Really, NASCAR Facebook fussing would be fantastic.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
It would be one of my favorites. It would be on par with yesterday's drag queen yes. Facebook fussing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't get to listen yesterday, but I do listen a lot, guys. So
well, we know you. Boys, you can see full video of that deal, man. It was great. You should have seen. I didn't recognize Nine and Fat Boy yesterday. I really didn't.
Oh my god!
Well, you wouldn't recognize
him. Is that on there? I need to see that for real. I didn't even get to catch that.
Oh, it's on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to put a TV in the car.
Yeah, you do.
I'm telling you,
you really should.
What? Hey, this weekend, by the way, is my 300th start. And I don't know I don't know if that's good or bad. That's a lot. So
you have to somebody crack a bottle of champagne over your head before you get in the car.
No.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Over the back of that.
Yeah.
You say God, I say lay.
Golly.
That's
love
right.
You.
I love you, Jug. I wish you nothing but great success, not only in racing, but also in your marriage. I can see great happiness in those photos. Golly.
I sure do appreciate that, guys. That means a lot to me. And we're going to race like hell tomorrow.
Damn
get
right.
on repairablevehicles.com, Chevy to the front.
Yeah.
And we had a great time last night at Burgess Tiki Hut in Daytona Beach on Main Street. Those people are so nice, and they had a 300 party for me, so that was really cool.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
Just really looking forward to finally, like I said earlier, getting on the racetrack to do something. We're here. It's been too long.
Well,
so.
We look forward to watching it, and we'll talk with you when you get back in, and we'll talk about, you know, after you win the race, what are you going to do? Are you going to go back to Disney World, or are you going to go back to Spartanburg?
Well, we'll just go back to Spartanburg. No, hell no. We win the race, we're tearing this place down. I promise you that.
That's right. That's right.
Awesome.
And we honestly have a shot. I mean, if you can survive to the end here, we will definitely have a shot. So please tune in and watch and cheer for us. And thank you guys for having me. I love all of you. You guys are great.
2:30 tomorrow on FS1. I think I have that. Fox Sports 1, I have that.
So.
Yeah, I have that.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I'll watch it.
If you don't, go to the damn bar and watch it.
That's right. That's right. Where's the damn tour start?
Get out somewhere and watch Jug do some racing.
Yeah, that's right.
Going to have a hell of a good season this year. Going to bring home a bunch of new trophies.
Yeah.
Jug, if you won the race at Daytona, would you drink out of the trophy?
Of course I would.
Okay. Just checking.
All right. And then the trophy will go on we can interview the trophy like we were going to interview the whatever that other trophy was, the national championship trophy.
Yeah.
They offered us the chance to interview the trophy, Jug.
Interview the trophy? How would that work?
I don't know. That's what they said. We can bring in the trophy for you guys to interview. And I was
Is it going to be like a puppet? Somebody's under it, behind it, trying to talk for it?
That's what I was thinking it might be. You
oh,
know,
boy.
Like when they would bring the people in all black and doing the bells at church. I think that's what it would be.
Yeah, with the white gloves?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know how else a trophy is going to talk. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. At JClements51 on all your social media touch points, Jug, we're going to win this race tomorrow. We are a team. This is not just Team Clements. This is Team P1, Team Rise Guys, Team Clements Racing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Give me some more of those Rise Guys decals, and we'll put them on there.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
We'll just run them. We'll just run them every freaking race.
Okay. Do it, Jug.
All right.
I love you, bro.
We'll spread the word. Thank you, guys. We love y'all.
He didn't say he loved me. He said, I love y'all.
No, collective. He loves us.
All right.
I love Matt, man. Thank I love you, Nine. I love Fat Boy. I love Pate.
That's I got right. a birthday Aww. Coming up, so remember.
Say hello to Stone Man. I'm sure he's listening in his office right now.
Hey, is Stone Man, is he still in Aruba, or what's he doing?
No, he's back now.
No, he's back now.
Yeah.
I've seen him this morning.
But he's blue now. It's weird. Something happened. Either that or he's in Aladdin. I'm not sure. But regardless,
oh,
Jug,
goodness.
All the greatest success in the world. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Vroom,
Appreciate
vroom,
it.
Vroom. See, Jug. Jeremy Clements, number 51. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. Jug is supremely fun, funny guy.
Like, I would like to see him. I would like to see him have road rage. Like, I would just like to see what that was like. I guess I should just go in the pits and listen to the headsets and just listen what's going on when he's racing. Because he's always just such a friendly, laid-back, real nice guy, and I can't imagine him getting pissed off and, like, losing it with a lot of those drivers.
You know, it happens to everybody sometimes.
Well, yeah, yeah. J.J. Yaley, you better watch out. He's a prick, I understand.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what Jug says.
That's right. Racing season? Yeah, I'm excited about the skid mark punishment we'll be doing this year along with that. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Oh, my gosh. A bride is getting slammed for something that everybody loved in my wedding. She didn't ask a friend to be in her wedding because of something that was very common with my bridesmaids. So we'll get into that story next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
I can't remember what any of your bridesmaids look like.
Big boobs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Most of them had them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now I remember. All right. We'll find out what the big controversy is next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right. You've heard of bridezillas before. Here's a story for you. A bride is getting slammed for not asking her friend to be a bridesmaid in her wedding. So the story's going viral right now about a bride who really didn't want to be overshadowed by her bridesmaid's dress and breasts in the dress. Literally overshadowed. So this bride wrote in the Reddit Am I an A-hole forum. She says, Aaron, the bridesmaid in question, who was asked, she was a friend and asked not to be in the wedding because of this reason. Aaron has massive breasts, literally bigger than should be physiologically possible, because she has a hormone disorder that caused her breast to grow to an excessive degree. We, as in Aaron's mom, Dr. Christie and me, and just about everyone else in Aaron's life, have been encouraging to get a breast reduction surgery for years now, but she just won't do that. So that's why she decided not to let her in her wedding, because she thinks that her breasts are too big to fit in any of the dresses, and it would be a huge distraction to everybody in the wedding.
I'm proud of my breasts.
I understand.
Yeah.
So but would she feel the same way if she had like a big butt or real thick legs?
Apparently. So she won't be capable of wearing any strapless dresses, but you can, because the women in my wedding wore strapless dresses and I had them go get them altered.
Yeah.
And if they chose not to wear it, then I'd be fine with that and we'll get another cut, but you know.
I like, not that I'm being effeminate. Well, maybe it is. I don't care. I like when I go to a wedding and the bridesmaids are wearing the same color but different dresses.
Yeah.
Like some would have like the one tank top slash or whatever that is. What is that called?
The one strap.
The one strap. Yeah. Like an Andre the Giant dress.
Yeah, like Andre the Giant singlet dress, yeah.
Asymmetrical dress.
Yeah. But because everybody's body type's not the same.
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's not about making them feel bad about being in your wedding because they're paying for the dang dresses anyways.
Like, right. Women go their whole lives trying to avoid wearing the same outfit as other women, except when somebody gets married, all the bridesmaids got to wear the same thing. It goes against what y'all do every single day, so why on that day do y'all have to dress the same?
Yeah, even with the suits, I think the diversity's fun. You know, in some regards.
But just for that minor part in your wedding, nobody's really paying attention to your bridesmaids anyway.
They are if they're hot.
I meant that more towards food. I don't like all kind of different types of food all at once.
Yeah.
I can only do one ethnicity at a time. Also, the same with food.
And I thought, you know, if I thought that I was so afraid that my bridesmaids would upstage me, that would be ridiculous because they're all beautiful. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? So the woman actually took the feedback to heart and says she now realizes what she did. And she, quote, lost perspective and is going to sit down with Aaron to apologize. But if I was Aaron, I would say, I don't find you as a friend and I won't be in your wedding unless...
You would be in the wedding. What are you talking about?
No, I mean, if she thought that I was ridiculous because I didn't go under the knife to appease her, I'd say...
She wanted the girl to get her breast augmentation or not.
Well, that's why she brought it up in public, that there's something wrong with her and that they were telling her all her life that she needed to get it fixed.
God, why couldn't that have been a Facebook fussing?
Like, yeah.
They should have had that argument on Facebook. I would have loved to back that one
up. But what if I said to somebody in the room, your blank, blank, blank is so big, and I'm not going to let you in my wedding unless you do
something. Well, it depends on which blank, blank you're talking about.
I know, but see, that's just a horrible thing to do to somebody because you can't help the way you are. You know, and why should you have to have surgery to make someone else happy? So...
Well, but if you want to have it to make yourself happy, then...
Yeah, why not? If you want to be bigger, smaller, it's up to you. And if you feel prettier that way, that's your deal.
Live your best life.
Yeah, you be you. All right, so Americans, they would be cool with another commercial holiday. So how about a treat yourself day? Where you're not buying things that you don't want to buy for other people. You're actually doing that for yourself.
Called tax season.
It's called every day, right? So 21% of the people say January would be the best time for that holiday, and 12% say December, since I guess, well, they're buying stuff for other people. And then 11% say August, where there aren't any holidays. But, I mean, I honestly think, do you get the day off or treat yourself day?
I would probably say... I would say treat yourself day. I would not say treat yourself day. That sounds like something a local news team might say. Mm. Today's national treat yourself day. Now it's a dance party.
Yeah, it's. yeah, I mean, get yourself something sometimes if you want it.
You want you some? Go get you some.
Get you something.
Well, that's what Christmas is for.
Did you see the?
You ever go shopping?
Yeah, you can get yourself something for Christmas. It's fine to do.
You see the thing going around that to make Super Bowl Sunday an actual holiday? It was either the Sunday or the day after. Like, you know, you don't have to work. Like, it's a big holiday. Everybody observes.
Huh. A lot of people want the day after to be.
Yeah.
Like, damn thing's over at 10 o'clock. Just go to bed and go to work.
I was also thinking the day after numerous nuptials would be a nice day for everybody to take off.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Mark Hendricks agrees.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's impossible.
All right. So let's talk about parental hoarding. Are you a hoarder? Do you hoard your kids' stuff?
Nope.
Remember that conversation?
No, we talked about this.
I purged it. There were certain things that I got rid of. Other things, never.
Yeah. All right. So the average parent has 1,293 keepsakes from their children.
That's a lot.
Yeah. They,
from their childhood, according to this study.
Depends on how old the kids are, too, though.
Yeah.
Okay. If they're grown up, yeah, maybe. But if they're like 3 years old, you're a psycho.
I know. To get that many, you have to be... drawing Social Security, at least.
Yeah.
The kid.
Oh, yeah.
So, this is according to the study. The average parent hangs 964 photos, 34 videos and home movies that they have, 29 art projects from school, 28 books, 26 drawings, 26 toys, 25 awards from school, 23 items of clothing, 22 report cards, and 22 paintings.
My mother still had... Now this is odd, and I'm not kidding about this. Hey, Mama.
I didn't do it yet.
I know. I'm working ahead.
Hey, baby.
There she is.
Anytime hey, I mention my mom, I see him go to a certain button. My mother, Mary, still has her own baby booties.
Aww. That's sweet, though.
But I don't get it. Like, I'll say this. When the Lord calls her home, I don't want them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, some mementos are mementos for maybe a decade, and then you pitch them.
So my mom still has our baby books where she wrote down when we took our first step, when we said our first words, our little locks of hair. That kind of stuff is sweet.
But does she have her baby booties from when she would? She have her first lock of hair?
Yeah, her lock.
I think she does. Yeah, she's got all that.
That's where it strikes me as unusual is when you have your own stuff.
Yeah.
Because your parents want that stuff, and then, well, eventually they're going to die, and then you're going to be left to throw away, like, your locks of hair and stuff because you don't want you. Don't, I mean, you don't really care that much.
I'll donate mine.
It's probably not long enough.
Yeah.
Somebody would want a soul patch out there, I would imagine.
So here are the other things that parents hoard. 21 pieces of other artwork, 20 essays or other assignments, 20 trophies or ribbons, 17 notebooks, and 16 jerseys from teams their kids were on. Hmm. You got to be proud of your kids if they're good. You save their trophies. And their
I saw
ribbons.
A van yesterday with 17 essays in it, Paige.
Oh.
All at once.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
a lot of homework going on.
Well, here's some exciting news. Brad Pitt is working on a Chris Cornell documentary, and he is working with Vicky Cornell on this documentary.
Oh, the legend. Who's that?
That is Chris Cornell's wife, the widow.
She didn't take his name.
Vicky Cornell?
Oh, I see.
All right. Okay.
So they're working on.
She should have been Vicky Pitt. It would have been better.
Vicky Pitt.
Yeah.
So Brad Pitt.
But she might be now.
And Peter Berg's production company, Film 45, are working on this. And so they're going to be putting together a film made up with interviews and some songs along with things from his career.
Yeah, it'll be good if Peter Berg's involved.
Yeah, he does good work.
Yeah.
What do I know him from?
Oh, tons of stuff. He acted too. Chicago Hope, he played a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, he started directing The Rundown, right? I think that was him, and then he went from there.
Wasn't he what crashed Titanic?
Yeah, he ran into Peter Berg, that's and it was I, over
close
with.
Close relation.
The boat went down.
He was Dennis Berg, right?
Yeah. And I do know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm familiar with his devastation.
If you want to find out about that, we have it posted up on our website at 933theplanetrocks.com.
That might be a decent thing to watch.
I would watch that. I was also hoping when she first said that, she said documentary, but I was like, why not a movie? Like, make a movie about Chris Cornell. Because at first I was thinking Brad Pitt's going to play Chris Cornell. Chris Cornell.
That'd be weird.
Like, who would play Chris Cornell?
Somebody you never heard of.
Jason Momoa.
No, too heavy.
No, got to have those blue eyes.
It could be Zappa.
Vomit.
No. The one's, is that the one?
Yeah, that's the one, right?
The one Zappa, he looked like Chris Cornell a little bit. You got to have beady eyes to play Chris Cornell.
Oh,
yeah, it seems
no,
like those guys would be too old to play him, though.
You got to have beady eyes and thin.
Beady eyes.
I'll see if Rob Inario is available.
Yeah.
And these big, beautiful blue eyes. That's what I liked about him.
Yeah, sure.
Husky
you loved
voice.
His eyes.
Okay. No, he had pretty, pretty eyes.
Dweezil. Dweezil's the one with hair.
Dweezil?
Yeah, I said the wrong Zappa.
Okay.
A lot of people have pretty eyes. It's other things that draw you in.
Yeah.
A lot of people have pretty eyes.
They're singing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, here's something. Ford just invented a bed that stops one person from hogging too much space. If you have a bed hog in your house, this might help you out.
Wait, the car people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they invented this bed that stops someone from hogging too much space. If the mattress detects one person is taking up more than half the space, it gently moves on a conveyor belt to give the other person more space back on their side. So you're not going to be at the end or the side of the bed where you have just a little tiny space because this person rolls over. I've had that problem.
But this is that's somebody I feel like Serta should be working on instead of
Ford,
freaking
motor
Ford.
Yeah.
Figure out an electric car.
Yeah.
Figure out a hover car. Figure out flying cars.
Figure out a lot of things.
Driverless cars.
Well,
those that are not fixed or repaired daily.
All right. Ouch.
Mountain on road dead.
Neither know the seven astronauts. You know, that thing.
Well, if you know how it is, maybe this will work for you. And I don't know a price point or anything because it's right now in prototype stages. Probably. So we shall see.
Hmm.
I have no interest in that whatsoever in the world.
No.
There's nothing you can do about the person that rolls over and steals all your covers.
They'll just keep rolling until eventually you're up against a wall or you run out of conveyor belt.
I like it.
End up on the floor.
Maybe we should do that down in Mission, Texas.
I got a little bit more of a wall. I got a little wall.
They come over the border. A little conveyor belt shifts them back over to Mexico.
Hey, this guy, give him a jab.
Insert his detective that you're over the border.
All right. Want to be in my cabinet?
No political talk today. Sorry.
A little bit. A little bit's all right sometimes. Just, this is coach.
Like, when you hear, literally, right now in your car or your earbuds, wherever you listen, when you hear the word wall now, do you instantly think that? Like, it's almost embedded into, when you hear the word wall, oh, man, I'm out. I don't want to talk about that. No, I was talking about the one with the hole in it in the studio.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking about the one in Texas.
Oh, boy.
But you hear the word wall now, and it's, whoa, dude.
Yeah, it takes a dark turn when you just hear somebody talking about a wall.
Yeah. That's fun, though. Can you get those on Amazon? They're still in the developing stages.
Walls?
No, this conveyor belt bed. Yeah, those things.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Well, get ready for another sequel that's coming out. Happy Death Day 2, you.
Why, everybody's talking about that movie. Like, it looks dumb.
It will be, but it's a horror movie, so it should be.
Looks fun to me, but not a theater visit. Not a theater visit movie.
Yeah.
I'd go see it.
It's kind of the same premise of Groundhog Day.
Is your middle name Contrarian today?
Yeah.
I feel like it is.
Well, I've been saying for days I'd go see that movie, though. It's nothing new. I just repeated something I already said. I'd go see it. I like the first one a lot. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, not a theater visit.
Not a theater visit.
Maybe a Pirate Bay visit.
Yeah.
At best.
I mean, it will be dumb, but, you know, most of the stuff I like is dumb.
What is the rating of that?
Ooh.
PG.
Oh.
See, yeah.
Wait, PG or PG-13 at least?
PG-13.
I was going to say, you can't make a PG horror movie.
No.
It's literally impossible to do.
I'm going to stare you to death.
There's no way.
I'm going to literally stare a hole through you right now.
Well, she was killed 11 times in the first movie. Finally getting back on track.
Yeah.
To not be killed every morning. But this one's a little different, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know? She's in college in the first one, sorority girl. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens in the second one.
Who's the girl in it? Oh, Jessica Roth?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, yeah, she's really good looking. And then in the first one, she kept walking around campus naked. But I think it was PG-13, too, so they had to do the clever shots. You couldn't see anything. It was infuriating to watch.
Oh, she would walk like
you really wanted
to see
it.
Stairway would go in front of her parts, or somebody would walk by right when it showed her naked body.
See the angle where you just see, like, shoulder blades up or whatever. Just, you know, these clever shots so you didn't get to see anything.
Yeah, this sucks. Oh, your collarbones are so sexy.
But you really wanted to see more than clavicles.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
It's
infuriating.
Oh, and look at your Adam's apple.
Almost there. No nudity.
I'll tell you something yesterday with the drag queens. No Adam's apples.
Yeah.
I was looking. I wonder if Adam removed or if that's just something natural.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Word out. Who knows?
That's a contest we're going to do in August. Biggest Adam's apple contest.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
We're looking at whether sales are getting a sponsor to go.
Yeah. So. And we need a holiday for August, so we're going to start one for Adam's apples.
Yes. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Yeah. We're going to start a holiday in August about Adam's apples. All that's
right.
How you're
playing. Mm-hmm. If we must. Well, I'm Paige, and that's your Rise Guys.
And we shall. Jimmy's got some prizes for you next. We got 9's TSO question of the day, and we'll give you a rundown of this weekend's festivities, Monday, all the rest, right after this.
You know you love them, but all you got to do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3. The planet just rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, DM'd. They're sliding in and out of that thing. Thank you. Join us tomorrow morning. Worst of the Rise Guys, 6 until 10. We'll have all your favorites from this week and some of the favorites from yesterday. Yesterday meaning prior to yesterday. What else?
Good grief, fat boy.
Say again, Jug? I'm sorry?
Good grief, fat boy.
Good grief, fat boy. New from Charles Schultz coming this fall.
Charlie Brown on you.
Good grief, fat boy.
Good grief, fat boy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Starring Peppermint Fatty. Should be fun. Should be fun. All right, let's do some winning right now if you want to.
And now, 9's TSL question of the day.
Who was Matt Man for headbands this morning? Who was Matt Man in headbands this
Lazy
morning?
Lazy-eyed, fat son of a bitch.
No, that was F-O-F-Y. Who was Matt Man for headbands this morning, the 7 o'clock hour?
Piece of trash.
Text that answer to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. That number is 72341. 72341. 93rd correct answer wins.
Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Paige will rock you at work next. Fat Boy in 5 a.m. sometime next week. Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6. Thanks for listening. Have a safe and blessed weekend. Tickle it, guys. It's good.
Don't
don't touch that dial. I just want to fondle it a little.
Ow! The man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, can you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute rock block is coming up next on 93.3 The Planet Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.